Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel is your go-to spot for all things tractor and heavy equipment. From sales to service and even locating that hard-to-find part, we can handle it all. We even have rentals. For all your tractor and heavy equipment needs, visit Southern Equipment in Laurel or call 601-651-4555.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. New week of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad you're with us. Wherever you're tuned in this afternoon, Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. Kelly's out today. But Dima and I are in the Southern Bank Core Studio right here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. A beautiful afternoon. And great to be back on the air with you. Opening segment is sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And it is such a great place to take your family for food and a great place to cater your next event. You're going to be doing some tailgating Saturday? I would suggest that you call Dickey's Barbecue right now. Sounds good, huh, Dima?
Yeah. And also, it's debate night in America tomorrow night, so you can get cater that for if you got a watch party to watch the vice presidential debate tomorrow night.
Something tells me you'll be watching.
Oh, I'll be watching. It's a must-see TV, as they say.
And despite what I read on Eagle Post, this young man is not a liberal.
I can neither confirm nor deny that that assertion.
All right. Head football coach Will Hall joins us every Monday. Coach, you had a Saturday off. Was that something that you enjoyed?
Well, you know, Bob, we've been really working hard to get a lot of issues fixed here. And from the way we played earlier in the year, we had a great week of practice last week. And, you know, so, I mean, we didn't play, but I don't necessarily know that we were off. You know, we've been working really hard to we had a great week of recruiting, you know, was out and about last week. And then we had a great week of practice focusing on ourselves, got back to some fall camp type practices to fix some issues that we had. And we're excited to get back out on the field. You know, we obviously haven't played our best football yet as a complete team. And we think we're a much better football team than what we've shown, but we've got to show that. And looking forward to getting back out there this week.
I know when Dima was at practice early part of last week, we were talking about the quarterback injuries. And I know you've had three kids basically in your quarterback room that have suffered different degrees of injury. So I would think that the off week would be good in that respect. You would give your guys a little chance to heal up, maybe?
Yeah, anytime you got a bye week, you can heal up, you know, with some nicks and bruises. But, you know, we had two really spirited practices last week from a physical standpoint. We had several NFL scouts come through here and say, man, coach, we go all around the South and all that. And you guys practice as physical and as good as anybody. And so I appreciated that, and we are. You know, we're practicing really well. We're attacking issues as they come up. We just got to play better on Saturday, and I think that's something we will do. And I'm looking forward to getting back out there.
Will, you know, after the first 4 weeks of the season, felt like this bye week, the season was scheduled where you have four games the bye week. Do you feel like this came at the right time for you guys just to get some of those issues resolved before you head into conference slate this weekend?
I don't know, Dima. You know, I would have liked to have played. You know, any time you don't put your best foot forward and you misrepresent yourself like we did, you want to get back out there and show that that's not really you as soon as possible. So to having to sit on that, you know, for extra time was a little more torture than I think anybody would like to have to go through. But we made our bed. We had to sleep in it. And we used the week the best we could use it. I think we got a lot better, you know, in a lot of facets. And we're looking forward to playing this week.
And, you know, you also have on your defensive side of the ball. You talked last week about how you're trying to increase that ability for tackling and just awareness on the defensive side of the ball. How did you feel like your team excelled in that area last week?
Yeah, I think so. You know, for us, there's no no secret to why we've not been successful as a football program so far. You know, we've turned it over 13 times, and we've given up 642 yards rushing in our last two games. You know, you fix those two issues, and we're in every game the rest of the year just off fixing those two issues. So, you know, that's something, obviously, there's a lot of urgency from me all the way through our equipment managers to make sure that we're solving those two issues, because those two issues get you beat all the way through. Like I said, I mean, you can't beat Pedal Middle School, and I've seen Pedal Middle School play several times this year. You can't beat Pedal Middle School turning the ball over that many times and not stopping the run that way.
Yeah.
And Coach, you know, you talked a lot about physicality at practices and the level of physicality. How do you translate that energy and that physicality to a game on Saturday? What is the process into coaching that gets the guys that physical in the game as well?
Yeah, I think that's something we've just got to address and do. You know, for us, we've played physical in our past. You know, we've played physical this year. When you look at the first two games of the year, the last two, we had some opportunities to get off the field on third down versus South Florida, and didn't get it done. And then this past week versus Jacksonville State, man, we just didn't. Like I said many times, we've got to eliminate space in a lot of ways from our D-line, the way we attack the run. We got to get back to being us all the way through to our safeties and the amount of depth they're playing with, the amount of leverage that they've got to eliminate before that, our eyes be in the right spot to create another step to two steps of eliminating space when the ball gets out there. Those are all fixable issues. And we had a great week of practice last week. And I think we'll play much better. Now, we're playing a really good team. You know what I mean? We are. We're playing a team that kind of had the opposite of us through the non-conference schedule. They're probably playing about as well as anybody in our conference through the non-conference schedule. And you know, I know they're excited about their win this past week versus an ACC opponent. And it's going to be a really good football game this weekend.
Coach, Louisiana is having a good year. They're a good program. But Southern Miss has beaten them 11 straight years, and you've had a lot of success. You beat them at their place last year. You beat them in Hattiesburg the year before. What is the psyche behind that, not just with this series, but any time that one school seems to get the upper hand over another? How does that play into Saturday night, Coach? And how do you explain 11 straight Southern Miss wins over a program as good as Louisiana is?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when you look at 11 straight, I think three of them have been since 2016, which is when, you know, Louisiana's had a heck of a run ever since they hired Mark Hudspeth and kind of got that program really going, you know, kind of in the middle of the 2010 decade. Before that, you know, obviously Southern Miss was in the middle of their heyday, you know,
yeah.
Or middle of our
good
heyday,
point. Yeah.
And rolling, you know, when Louisiana was not. So,
right.
You know, the last three victories, you know, have been against some really good Louisiana teams. We were fortunate to play really well last year. They were a bowl team. We were not. And then the year before, we played them here on a Thursday night when we were a bowl team, and so were they. And we played really well. We actually threw an interception on the first play of the game. A lot of people forget that. And then we came back and was really hot after that. And, you know, for us, Bob, it's really about, you know, being who we really think we can be. It's about playing football the way we know we can here. We have not done that so far this year. It's been very disappointing for me. It's been very, very disappointing for everybody in the building. But we're 0-0 in conference play. You know, we've got a big, you know, conference slate headed for the rest of the season. We think we've got a really good football team. I've said that many times. We think we've got the opportunity to have a really good football team. We've got the talent to have a good football team. We've got to play better, and we certainly think we're going to this weekend.
Coach, I've heard other coaches say in the past that when you're not off to a good start, but you start your conference slate, the way you approach a team is to remind the kids that we're 0-0. This is season number two. We have the preseason, and we have the conference season. And right now, we're 0-0, and we have an opportunity to really do well in our conference. Has that been the message to the Golden Eagles?
I think when you look big picture, yes, those things are true, and we certainly are smart enough to know that. For us, it's a little more specific and a little more fine-tuned than that. We just got to play better. We've got to do the things that we're supposed to do and control what we can control. And it's really about being 1-0 every day. We had a great Monday today. We were 1-0 today. We need to be 1-0 on Tuesday. We need to be very process-driven and process-oriented within each day that we have in order to play our very best on Saturday. And needed to culminate on that. And, you know, we believe in what we're doing here. You know, we've built programs in other places. We're a part of other programs that were built. You know, we're at a point in time where it's time to get it done. We need to get it done. We've recruited good enough to get it done. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this game this weekend. It's a great opponent, like I said. But I'm excited about what we've got here and then the steps we've taken. And I'm looking forward to rolling the ball back out there this weekend.
Well, just a couple of more questions. Can you stick around just a few more minutes, Coach?
I sure can, my man.
Okay. Coach Will Hall on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. More questions for Coach, other side of the break. Remind you quickly, though, we're in the Southern Bancorp studio. We really appreciate all they do. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play Super Talk Eagle Hour. More with Coach Hall next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. Football coach Will Hall on the Eagle Hour. Campus Bookmart sponsoring this segment of the show where you can get all your Southern Miss apparel and where you can do it whether you live here or you live away. You can go to campusbookmart.net. Miss Kathleen is wonderful, and Miss Kathleen will certainly take care of you. Head football coach Will Hall had a couple more questions. Not the normal week since the Golden Eagles didn't play, so we don't have a game to talk about, but we can talk about, obviously, the upcoming game at Louisiana. Coach, I guess everybody would want to know, what is the vibe with your guys? You've had a couple practices this past week. You practiced today. What is the mood and the vibe of the football team?
Yeah, very driven. Very excited to get back out there and show who we really are, what we're really about. Everybody within our program was really embarrassed about how we played this past week. And I been very, very driven. Like I said, you couldn't have had a better week of practice than what we did. We know what we've got to do to fix these things. And we had a great Monday today, and I expect we'll have a great practice tomorrow. And so I would say, very driven and very excited to have an opportunity and thankful to have an opportunity to show that we are much better than what we've shown.
Coach, Louisiana's defense is pretty good. What kind of things do they show y'all on? Have you seen from them on film that kind of concerns you from their defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, they've got two interior D linemen that are experienced and good players, Narcisse and Miller. They've got, some older guys at linebacker, number 8, Casey Osai's been a really good player in this league for some time. They're the number 1, defense in our league, I believe, in either total defense or yards per play. And then offensively, they're the number 1 offense in either total offense or yards per play. So offensively, they got a 7-year quarterback. He's been there 3 years. We played against him, if y'all remember, 2 years ago when we beat him here. Really good football player. Then he missed last year due to injury. And so now he's back. He's an older kid that's been in their system. He really understands how to run their system. They've got two really good backs, number 21, number 7. They're bigger guys. 7's about 230 pounds. 21 is over 200 pounds. 21's also their kick returner. He's probably the best kick returner in the league. Really good football player. They got two tight ends that can play. They're just executing at a really high level, and it starts with their quarterback. He really gets the ball and distributes it to the right guy. Smart kid, like I said, that's older and experienced. And they're a good football team, man. You know, they handled Grambling, handled Kennesaw, played Tulane close, who's got a really good football team, and then went to Wake Forest and got a big win this past week.
I know they average a lot of rushing yards on the ground. You mentioned their back, and that's one area where I think you would say that your team has struggled to defend. You said that earlier in the show. What about – has that been a level of emphasis this week, just blocking the run or defending the run, excuse me?
Yeah, you can't emphasize anything more than we have at getting better at leveraging and tackling the run and not turning the football over. There's nothing you can emphasize more than that, than what we've done here in the past, you know, since we got home from Jacksonville.
All right, Coach, final question for me this afternoon, and obviously you're a very intelligent man and you're aware of everything around you, but I've heard other coaches say that they just don't listen to all the noise, you know, on the outside. They stay focused on the inside. Is that the case with you, Coach? How does a coach block out the noise when the fan base is restless, let's say?
Well, I don't see it, Bob. You know, Unless somebody comes up and talks to me face to face. I talk to you guys. You know, I'm not on all the different sites and all that looking to see what people think about me. And for anybody that's upset, you know, I'm a Southern Miss fan too. I'm upset that we're not winning. You know what I mean? So, we know what we've got to do. This staff is very experienced at turning around programs. We've done it before. We've built this place up in every way, except it hasn't turned into wins here recently. But I believe in what we're doing. I've had other people from the outside come in and evaluate. We're doing things the right way. We've recruited well. We're fixing to start playing a lot better. I'm looking forward to conference play and throughout the rest of this season. And what our future holds here at Southern Miss, because I believe in what we're doing, and I know that it works. And I'm, like I said, man, I think conference play and moving out through the rest of this year, we're going to get this thing back rolling like it's supposed to here.
All right, Coach. There's a big game Saturday night. I think everybody should be excited about the Cajuns being in town and a new opportunity for the Golden Eagles to get a fresh start in the conference. And you know, Coach, as always, we really appreciate you coming on the show. You never hesitate, and I think it's important that everybody knows that. You never hesitate about coming on the show. We're grateful to you for that, Coach.
Well, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the Southern Miss fans. And, hey, man, you know, big one this weekend. We need you guys. These players need you guys. Like I said, we've got a ton of players from this area. Come out and support them in a big rivalry game. Our players know, and our coaches certainly know, this year hasn't gone like everybody wants it to. But we got conference play coming up. Everything's in front of us. And these players need your support. So, man, come support them. And big game this weekend.
Coach, we'll see you Saturday night.
Thanks so much, Bob. To the top.
All right, Coach Will Hall, everybody. All right, Demo, let's run down the conference. Here's what happened over the weekend. Marshall defeated Western Michigan 27-20. No surprise there. Louisiana beat Wake Forest 41-38. Yep. That's a bit of a surprise that they could put 41 points up on Wake Forest. I'll go through the scores. You can comment on any game you like. Georgia Southern beat Georgia State 38-21. We hear a rivalry game, but I tuned in and there was nobody there, so I'm not sure what a big rival that is.
Probably because of the storm, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. Old Dominion 30, Bowling Green 27, no surprise there. Here's a little bit of a surprise to me, and that is Monroe upset. I don't know if they upset them. Monroe beat Troy 13-9. LSU had their way with South Alabama. Are you surprised at Monroe right now?
You know, I talked to the head coach over there on Monroe and Southern at Sunbelt Media Days, and I really felt bought into his system. He was very, you know, monotone, where he wasn't saying they were going to win the conference. But he said that, you know, his players, I believe we played that interview on the show, that his players believed in him and he believed in them. And, you know, they brought in, what, 80-something transfers or something like that.
It's kind of showing.
I mean, and they are 3-1, and they're rolling. And they got another game this weekend that should be interesting. They host James Madison at home. So, you know, obviously James Madison, the king of the Sun Belt, sort of. And to get them at home could be an interesting game to watch before Southern Miss takes the road and takes to play ULM next weekend in Monroe.
I may have overlooked the James Madison game, too. Did they play this past weekend? It's possible that I overlooked that.
Yeah. I don't think they did. Oh no, they did. They beat Ball State 63-7. Yeah. So they beat Ball State. But I wanted to comment one thing about Louisiana really quickly, and this is just something that I think everybody should keep in mind coming into Saturday. Louisiana ranks number 42 in the country in rushing yards. They average 191 yards of rushing in the country, and their defense is really good. They rank 13th in the nation, top 15 in the nation in passing yards allowed, which is only 149. They rank 98th in rushing yards allowed and 77th in points allowed with just 24. So Southern Miss's offense is going to have to be able to find some ways to move the football if they want to get anything going on this Cajun defense, because it's strong. And then on the other side of the ball, if we look at the Cajuns' offense, they're the best offense in the Sun Belt right now, 42nd in the country in passing yards, as I mentioned, 42nd in the country in rushing yards, and they're 25th in the country in average points, 37. If you look at the other side of Southern Miss, they're 123rd out of 130 FBS teams in points, 122nd out of 130 FBS teams in rushing yards at 82.5, and they're 74th in passing yards at 22.3. So on paper, this feels like a mismatch, Mr. Bob, but obviously Southern Miss has beat this team 11 times, and they don't see it that way, and they see that this is a competitive game, and the odds makers would think that Southern Miss is not going to be competitive, as they have a UL 14.5-point spread right now.
And it's that Southern Miss, obviously. They put 41 on Wake Forest. I don't know how good Wake Forest is, but they're a Power 5 school with a lot of money, a lot of resources.
Yeah, bottom of the tier ACC school. Obviously, Ole Miss pounded them pretty good a week ago or whatever. But, yeah, any time a group of five beats a Power 5, it's impressive. And, you know, if you take the same schedule and you think of Southern Miss at Wake Forest, would you pick Southern Miss to win, I think, is the question you have to ask yourself.
Well, that's a good one. And, of course, South Alabama got beat. They had looked really good, but they go into Death Valley. A lot of people go into Death Valley on Saturday night and come out a little unhappy with the outcome. So I don't know that you could read a ton into the South. I still think South Alabama, my point, Dima, South Alabama is still a competitive, good football team the Golden Eagles still have to face.
Yes. You know, they looked really good against App State. To go to Boone anytime and destroy them in Boone, it was pretty incredible. You know, they obviously play in LSU, a good team obviously over there in Baton Rouge. We'll know a lot about South Alabama coming up at Arkansas State, Troy at home, then Monroe after that.
And you know, quickly, prayers to the folks at Appalachian State.
Oh, just horrible.
Just a terrible situation there. And we can have our sports rivalries, but things like this put sports in perspective. And so keep the folks up in that part of the country in your prayers.
No question.
When we come back, Lee Roberts breaks down the upcoming game with the Region Cajuns.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Coach Will Hall for joining us first couple of segments of the show. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the Rock. They'll have the game on Saturday night, but we want to see you in the Rock. It'd still be a great place to go have lunch, dinner, or just go have a good time with your friends and talk a little Southern Miss athletics. 4th Street Bar and Grill. Lee Roberts joins us every Monday. Lee, you had a Saturday off. That must have felt a little weird.
It did. It was nice. I got to sit and actually, you know, watch some games and not have to worry about talking about those games on Monday. So it was good. Some really good games this weekend. However, so
yeah. Did you watch that boring Georgia Alabama game by any chance?
Well, you know, I did. So it was that later game in the evening that I fell asleep about the third quarter and woke up and was like, hey, who won? Because I knew Georgia was trying to climb back in that thing. And man, that was a game. It was kind of out of control the first half. I thought, you know, all Alabama, but it was indeed a really good game and maybe a rematch later on in the playoffs.
Yeah, probably.
I would assume too.
I'm really glad to hear you say that. And it makes me feel better to know I'm not the only person that falls asleep late in those night games. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Hey, if people that know me that, you know, if I'm not calling a game or whatever after 8:30, 9 o'clock, boy, I'm sitting still. I could fall asleep quickly. So that's part of it.
I'm with you on that, brother. All right, big game Saturday night. Had Coach Hall on the show earlier. Obviously, he's under a lot of stress. And here come the Raging Cajuns, who just hung up 41 points on a Power 5 school and seem to be rolling. What do the Golden Eagles have to do to right the ship Saturday night and beat Louisiana for the 12th straight game, Lee?
Yeah, this is a series that we have dominated. And, you know, that's in the back of your mind, but you can't hang your hat on that, obviously. I mean, this is the Louisiana team that's playing with more confidence than they've ever had. You know, they've had a history of great coaches that have come through there and great players that have come through there, and maybe their best squad that they've had in some time. And, you know, quite frankly, yeah, you go and you beat a Power 5 school that kind of says a lot, regardless of who they are. But this is a team that, you know, offensively, defensively, they're playing really, really well. And Southern Miss has got to go play their best game. They just really do. I mean, regardless, they've got to go play their best game. You got to really cut out the dumb penalties. You've got to cut out the turnovers. You've got to better run the football. You've got to better tackle well. You know, all the little things that you feel like you need to do each and every week, the emphasis is really on that this week. And, man, because this is a team that's, they've got their ears pinned. They're coming after you again. They're coming into your house, and they want to disturb what you have going inside the Rock. And, you know, Southern Miss inside the Rock over the years, right? I mean, it's a place that we've really been able to protect. You know, the last, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, it really hasn't been that way. But that's a place that we really protect, and we've got to get back to that. And Louisiana knows that, and they want to come in and really play well here and take one from us.
Dude, back in your day, I can remember coming down and watching the Golden Eagles play, never really thought they were ever going to lose a game at home, and be driving home after a victory and complain for 3 hours all the way home that what's wrong with the defense? They gave up 13 points.
You know, I can remember John Thompson and Dave Womack. You know, their plan on the defensive side when I was playing was to, you know, give up less than 17 points a game. That was one of their goals for the week. And yeah, they just they prided themselves that way. And I think this staff too and this team knows that. I mean, the era of football has changed. I mean, giving up 13, 17 points these days is tough. I mean, because teams are airing it out, and that's just kind of the way it is. And on the flip side, we've got to be able to counter and score points on as well. So I look for this week to be kind of a defining game for this Golden Eagle team. You know, will they take it to that next level and really step up their, you know, their area of play coming off a really tough loss 2 weeks ago and off of a bye week now? Will they do that, or will they not play well and realize that, hey, this team's just not where they need to be? I hope it's the one where they go out and play extremely well, because I feel like a home game, you want fans in the stands, you want fans to support you, you want to do great things. And I think that's the week that we try to put things together.
Lee, 2 years ago, when Southern Miss hosted Louisiana on that Thursday night primetime game, they beat them 39-24. That felt like Will Hall's turning point, right? That it was after that first season and they finally got that marquee victory. Obviously, they had beaten Tulane earlier that season, but that was a primetime on ESPN game. It was a blackout, and they just hammered Louisiana. And now you fast forward 2 years later, you have this game, as you mentioned. It's a game that is a defining game for the program, but it also is a defining game for the head coach. Would you not agree?
I mean, I think so. I mean, Coach Hall knows. I mean, he knows that this is a week that his team needs to go play well. They do. You know, but again, if you kind of look at this season, you put the first four games behind you, whether you're 4-0, 0-4, you know, we're sitting at 1-3, you put them behind you, and you still have eight conference games ahead of you. And again, will this team go and win the next eight games? Who knows? But that's what they're planning to do. But again, they're going to take it one game at a time. And, you know, so I think I kind of said last week that, you know, or the week before, I've kind of thought about this, is I think every game from this point forward is the biggest game for Coach Will Hall, because he knows that, hey, we need to play well. We've got to win this game. And then when you do that, you build to the next week. And so I just think that's the way it's going to be these next 8 weeks or 9 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, when you look at it in the sense of what it was 2 years ago when Louisiana came in here and they were a big Power 5 program. I think they had won the Sun Belt the year prior, and they Southerners beat them pretty handily. They get them last year on that kind of defining game where you think Crawford's the starter, you know, after they shifted that whole offense last season. And then they're coming in this season when Southern Miss is just absolutely desperate for a win. But as you said in the front of the show, you know, the Louisiana's, this is a hungry and much better Louisiana team than years past. We talked about their defense. They have one of the best defenses in the country, if not the best defense in the Sun Belt, and Southern Miss's offense has really struggled over the past couple of weeks. How do they take that step forward? How does Southern Miss offense take that next step forward against Louisiana this week?
You know, we've been battle, you know, injury stricken at that quarterback position. I think that has hurt us. The turnovers have hurt us. The offensive line play has hurt us, and therefore run the football has not been great. You know, I think coming off of a bye week, I think this is a week where they really tried to hone in on what they needed to do, and that's establishing the line of scrimmage, establishing the running game, really finding out which one of these quarterbacks is going to step up and really protect the football. Because, yeah, this is a Louisiana team that is ready to pick up win number one in a long time against this Golden Eagle team. Southern Miss, they just got to defend. They've got to play well on the defensive side. They've got to play well on the offensive side. It's a team that they know what they need to do. It's just a matter of getting out and doing it. And I know we can talk execution, you know, till the cows come home, but it is about making plays. I mean, the coaches prepare them during the week. They put them in situations, but it's these kids that have to get out and make plays. And, you know, and hopefully it'll be some exciting ones too that really get this crowd involved.
So the 11 wins in a row by Southern Miss, the two wins by Will Hall against Louisiana, is that something just the fans think about, or does that play any role in the psyche of both Louisiana and Southern Miss players when they take the field Saturday night, Lee?
I think it's just headlines. I mean, I think if more play, in fact, that Louisiana knows that they have not beat Southern Miss in some time, and they know that this team is really, really good, and they're going to come over here and play their best ball against Southern Miss, and they're going to try to walk away with a win. So I think it probably plays more in the fact that Louisiana knows what they've missed over the last few years. But I don't think Southern Miss is thinking about the win last year, the win 2 years ago, or even what this series history is all about. So it's more of the fan base probably. But again, I think if you had to pick a team that it would play more for, it would be Louisiana indeed.
Yeah, but it really doesn't. It's not something the players think, oh, well, we've beaten them 11 years in a row, we'll beat them again, because every game's a new game, right?
Well, every game's a new game, and every season's a new team.
Yeah.
You know, this is –
especially in today's
really
world,
yeah. Yeah, you really can't play off that just because of the way this portal is. I mean, and kids transferring out, kids transferring in, and, you know, it really doesn't matter what you did last year, because – they're facing a new team this year. So, yeah, I wouldn't anticipate that being a factor at all.
All right, man. We're looking forward to Saturday night, and looking forward to your call on the radio along with our buddy John, and we'll talk to you next week, Lee.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Lee Thank Roberts, you. Everybody. Such a good guy. And people that don't know him, one of the kindest people you will ever meet. But not on the pickleball court, apparently.
Yes. He is a monster on the pickleball court.
Have you matched up against him?
I've not. I have not had the honor of playing him yet because...
can we arrange that?
Sure, we can arrange that. He's going to whip me. But
maybe we could do a live report from the pickleball court.
Sure. As long as Kelly, you know, plays a game, that's all I care about.
That's probably not going to happen. All right, news and notes. We'll wrap up everything Southern Miss next. Stay with us, everybody.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank our buddy Lee Roberts for joining us. Luke Johnson will join us tomorrow. Also, we've got some great interviews, and we're going to start those tomorrow. Neftali Alvarez, did I get that right? And Andre Corbella. We got great interviews with both of those guys, and really, really interesting, the Corbella interview. We look forward to bringing that to you tomorrow, and then I think we'll have the second one on Wednesday. This segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street, where you take your children for baseball and softball training, and also where you can go visit the pro shop for Christmas shopping. I want to thank Mobe Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, as well as Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are fine, as is their new showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. I ran into my neighbor, Gary Grubbs, there a couple of weeks ago during their grand opening. Demon, we're going to get him on the show here. If not this week, next week. Very successful actor. What a lot of people don't realize is Gary's a former Southern Miss wide receiver who played for P.W. Underwood. So we'll have a good time. We'll get Gary Grubbs on the show this week.
Fun.
Or next week. All right. News and notes, Dima.
Yeah, news and notes. We got a lot of Southern Miss sports in action this past weekend. We'll start with track and field and cross country. They were actually headed to Florida State this past weekend, but that meet got canceled because of the Hurricane Helene. I just want to give prayers and thoughts to everybody affected. It was a horrible storm, and I think there have been several fatalities. I think over 100, right? Over 100. Yeah, just horrendous. Horrendous tragedy out there. So just prayers and thoughts to everybody affected. Women's volleyball was on the road at ULM, and they swept the ULM volleyball team. They beat them 3-0 in the first game on Friday, and then 3-0 in the next game on Saturday. So that's three sets, by the way. If those who don't know volleyball, that means they beat them in a game. And then men's golf was on the road in Wisconsin, as we mentioned last week. They went on there to the Badger Invitational up there on Wisconsin. They are placed right now sixth out of 16 teams in the tournament. They're in the middle of match play right now as we're recording the show. So hopefully by tomorrow or Wednesday, we'll know what their final placing was. Women's soccer was back in action as well. Women's soccer hosted Texas State yesterday, and they lost that game 1-0 with a late goal. I think it was in the 85th minute for women's soccer. And so they, you know, still struggling to find out what kind of team they are over there at women's soccer. You know, Coach Mo just schedules all of those just really tough opponents, and it helps them. But then in conference play, they almost have to play a perfect team, a perfect game, you know, in every single game to get that record back. They are now 1-6. They're 0-2 in conference play. They did tie South Alabama, so they have that one tie. They tied 0-0. They're on the road at Coastal Carolina on Sunday. That game's at home. Excuse me, that game's at home on Sunday, October 6th at 1 p.m. where they will host Coastal Carolina. And that's news and notes for today.
Yeah, I went to pick up supper last night. There was a soccer team at the restaurant. Lots of people on a soccer team.
Yeah, that was probably Texas State.
Yeah,
the Bobcats. So.
And, you know, speaking of that, that's another score that I overlooked when I hurriedly wrote down the conference scores. But Texas State suffered a humiliating upset, did they not, this weekend?
Yeah, Sam Houston State beat them 40-39, which was a pretty shocking result, if I do say so myself. Texas State now falls to 2-2 headed into conference play. And when you look across the Sun Belt and you think of all the teams that could potentially get up there into those numbers, three of the teams who have one loss would have surprised, I think, everybody when you think of the beginning of the season. You have UL, you know, who people thought might have a down season this season. You also have ULM at 3-1 coming into conference play. So that's pretty incredible. And then obviously James Madison at 4-0, who's still, to me, the front runner in the conference. And obviously we know that Southern Miss will be taking the road to play James Madison in a couple of weeks.
Let's go back to Monroe for a minute. You interviewed their coach down there, and you said they had 80 new players on the roster. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it was somewhere between 75 and 80, and it was just pretty incredible. Brian Vincent, you know, I talked to him, and again, I just felt like he just knew what he was doing. It was pretty incredible. And, you know, you think of a first-year head coach to bring a program like that back into 3-1. I mean, they're three wins away from a bowl game. I mean, who would have thought they were picked
as crazy.
They were picked dead last in the entire country to come into the season, and they are three wins away from a bowl game. And if you look at ULM's schedule, it is not hard to think they could get three wins in the rest of their schedule. I mean, obviously they play Auburn later this season, so that's not going to be easy. They do play James Madison. They go on the road to South Alabama, but they play Marshall. They play Southern Miss. They play Arkansas State. I mean, all of these teams that they could beat, you know, they could beat all these teams. They've shown that they can beat teams. Their only loss so far is to the number one team in the country in Texas.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Isn't it? Isn't
so,
that crazy?
You think about
Monroe,
unbelievable.
Three games away from a bowl game.
I mean,
well, unbelievable. Good for them.
Good for them. It's not only good for them, it's good for the conference. You don't want any team to be 1-11 or 2-10 or 3-9, whatever it is. You want all of your teams to be getting those bowl berths, and it just really helps the conference. And I'm sure Commissioner Keith Gill is really happy to see what Monroe is doing. And I would think that if the trends continue for them, you know, maybe Brian Vincent is a one-year head coach out there.
All right, lots of good guests lined up all week. We're going to keep you entertained and informed every day at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening. Until tomorrow, Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.